Workplace design, organization, and standardization. Work area design and workplace organization help integrate various manufacturing and assembly areas. Areas are linked by storage, transportation, and handling systems. Standardization is a key tool for reducing variation and error. Work area design, workplace organization, and standardization are discussed more next. Work area design and product/service specifications. The purpose of the work area is to produce product. Before determining the design of the work area, the manufacturing process, product type, and production layout need to be determined. The organization needs to set specific limits that reflect functional area needs and manufacturing variability. In other words, the product should be easy to manufacture. Manufacturing specifications also need to be clearly described. The idea behind manufacturing specifications is to define the measurement values that correspond to conforming items. That is, when the measurement falls within the manufacturing specification, then the product can either move to the next step in the process or, if complete, be shipped to the customer. For products that fall outside of the specifications, the loss is the cost to replace or rework the product. Organizations should keep a close watch on the volume of products that fall outside of the specifications and the cost this represents. A key part of work area design improvement is the development of processes and acquisition of systems that minimize change over time. Manufacturing processes and even services have periods of time when equipment is unavailable due to tooling, material, part, program, or service area layout changes. While internal setup changeovers must be performed while the equipment is stopped, equipment and related procedures can be designed to dramatically reduce the required shutdown time. One technique is SMED. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines single-minute exchange of die, SMED, as the concept of setup times of less than 10 minutes. The concept was developed by Shigeo Shingo in 1970 at Toyota Motor Corporation. Another example of reducing changeover time is to find ways to safely allow more of the changeover to be external setup, for example, while the machine is running. So there is less to do during the internal setup downtime. Reducing changeover time unlocks more productive, value-added time for running production. Reducing changeover time can also reduce production batch sizes, work in process, and inventory. Given these prerequisites, a key goal in work area design is reducing the number of mistakes. Mistake-proofing the manufacturing environment and its work areas can be accomplished through proper workplace organization and standardization. Workplace organization and standardization. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines workplace organization as follows. The arrangement of tools, equipment, materials, and supplies according to their frequency of use. Those items that are never used are removed from the workplace, and those items that are used frequently are located for fast, easy access and replacement. This concept extends the idea of a place for everything and everything in its place. Standardized work is critical to any manufacturing, but is especially important to lean manufacturing. By standardized work, we mean work that adheres to core standards. In the case of lean, standards include takt time for the manufacturing of products based on the rate of customer demand, work sequence of the process designed for particular products, work in process or how much inventory there should be for particular products. The manager uses charts to develop standardized work and define the work area. Examples include the following. Production capacity chart, used to determine the capacity of the machines within the process. Standardized work combination table, used to identify work elements and the sequence required in order to design the work appropriately. Standardized work analysis chart, used to provide the foundation of the layout and to train workers. Job element sheets, used to outline a group of actions to advance a process. An example of a standardized work combination table is shown in Exhibit 8-50 for a part degreasing work sequence. Note how the wait time while the part is being degreased is occupied with an inspection of the next part, part X1 in the exhibit, so it doesn't count toward the wait time at the bottom or add to takt time. Exhibit 8-50, standardized work combination table. One example of work area design that reduces mistakes is the use of cells. Cells are an arrangement of people, machines, and materials that are ordered in sequence to match the process flow. If it is impractical to move the equipment, the organization may choose to use virtual cells. A virtual cell is defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as follows. A logical rather than physical grouping of manufacturing resources. Resources in virtual cells can be dispersed throughout a facility. Product mix changes may change the layout of a virtual cell. This technique is used when it is not practical to move the equipment. It is important to recognize a key principle of standardized work. Although it is a standard method for making a product, the standard itself should regularly be updated using continuous improvement. This could be improvements in production techniques such as setup time and lot size reduction or reduction in administrative and documentation time. Continuous improvement in workplace design has a major impact on the ability of lean production to meet its quality and production performance goals. These improvements might come about because of Kaizen events, the Plan-Do-Check-Action or DMAIC management cycles, or standardized work orientations, flows, and layouts.